State Senator Karen Carter Peterson uses a rustic cypress dinner table as a desk. On it sit several trinkets, including compasses.
There's another one right here.
They point southeast, out her office window, toward the Mississippi River.
It's the compass and the moral compass that guides me every day. I think that every public servant should have a compass to help guide them in the really difficult decisions sometimes that we have to make.
The National Democratic Party platform also lays out a map for her votes. It outlines beliefs in women's right to choose, marriage equality, and stricter gun laws. But Peterson says the state party doesn't always abide by that map.
There's no one shape or form that a Democrat comes in. What I like about being a Democrat is that there's room at the table for everybody, and that we have a table that welcomes those with different viewpoints. It's healthy, diverse views that make our party great.
Then Democrat Senator Rick Ward earned a 100% favorable rating for his 2013 voting record from the Louisiana Family Forum, a social conservative Christian group. Despite his record, Ward says he has trouble reaching out to conservative voters.
They automatically think you are against them owning their guns, or you're for abortion, you're for gay marriage. If you have a D by your name in Louisiana, those are about the first three things that you have to deal with.
Ward blames the polarization on national politics seeping to the state level. Ward registered as a Democrat when he turned 18. His affiliation didn't matter until he ran for office, he says.
It really never made a difference to me. It never made a difference in how I voted in elections. It never made a difference on how I thought on issues. I guess until I became elected, an elected official, and you got labeled one way or the other based on your party affiliation, it just never mattered to me.
Kirby Goidel, a political communications professor at LSU, says Ward's apathy for party labels is common among politicians. Goidel says there are three reasons politicians switch parties: to get the job, to do the job, and to keep the job.
You know, these politicians are often ambitious, and as they sort of approach politics, they may care less about political party than a lot of people do. And what they're sort of looking at is, what do I need to run as in order to win in this district? And having won, how do I maintain either winning again in this district, or what's my next step that I can think about?
House Representative Jim Fannin also jumped the aisle to the Republican side recently. He's nearing the end of his term limit in the House. Coincidentally, Republican Senator Robert Kostelka, whose district corresponds with Fannin's, is also nearing the end of his term limit. The switch sets Fannin up to run for Kostelka's seat. And switching to a more prominent party makes it easier to get legislation through if your own agenda can be paperclipped to the party's agenda as a whole.
And they want to serve their communities, and they want to have policy influence, and they want to be able to bring, even if you look at it at sort of the level of projects and bringing them back to the local district, which we could say, oh, that's an awful process. But even at that level, I can do something to help my constituents by doing that. And I think a lot of them are really that way. So then the question is, how best do I do that?
Goidel says it's easier to switch than it is to fight. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.